Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda, and in studio with me right now, I have Dr. Siegfried. Good morning.
Good morning, Amanda.
Did I pronounce your name correctly?
Yes, Siegfried,
okay.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about what you do.
I'm a chiropractic physician in McMinnville, Oregon. I've been in McMinnville since 1984. I practiced in Italy from 1983 to 1984 with the Italian Olympic team as the track and the chiropractor for the track and field division. And then after the Summer Olympics, I came back to Oregon, and I'm in McMinnville at a clinic that's been there since 1922.
Oh, my goodness. And so, you've personally been there since 84?
I've been there since 84, yeah.
Okay, wow. What do you specialize in?
The topic today is the chronic sinusitis topic.
Okay.
There's 30 to 60 million people running around with chronic sinusitis in this country.
Wow.
And the drill is you take some medicine, you might get some shots, and if that doesn't work, you end up with some kind of surgery, rhinoplasty, septoplasty, turbinoplasty, there's technical names for it, but Roto-Rooter is another common term. And the technique that I use is called the bilateral nasal specific technique, is a natural non-surgical technique.
Non-surgical.
Huh? Non-surgical. And no problems with recovery like in surgery. It's just an in and out procedure that we do in the office all the time, and I've been doing it since 1976.
So there's no downtime.
No downtime.
Okay.
No downtime.
So I actually watched.
Other than a lot of times people might want to go to sleep for a while, which is welcome relief to a lot.
Right.
Sinuses drain. You know, if your sinuses drain too much, you downtime if you want, blow your nose, you know, that kind of stuff.
So what are some symptoms of somebody that would be a ideal candidate for this procedure?
Chronic sinus congestion. That's the tip of the iceberg. Then what goes with that is snoring, sleep apnea, mouth breathing, chronic headaches, migraine headaches, lack of smell, lack of taste, things like that.
Okay.
And those are the big ones.
All right. And you have a wide range of different ages also, right?
Newborns to my current oldest patient is 93.
Okay, awesome. And do you have an address of your location?
It's 301. I practice at the Dunn Chiropractic Clinic in McMinnville, Oregon. 301 Northeast Dunn Place, McMinnville.
Awesome. All right, we're going to
down the street from the airport and down the street from the Evergreen International.
Perfect. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Hey guys, it's Amanda. Good morning. I am here with Dr. Siegfried still. So let's say that I have snoring and sleeping issues, and I come to your chiropractic Dunn Clinic in McMinnville. Walk me through, I guess, the consultation to getting the procedure and what that procedure looks like.
Yeah, that's a great question, Amanda. The procedure is this. We have an intake form, and we get your good history. Then we do a consultation. And basically, you tell me your story.
Okay.
Your problems with sinusitis, sleep apnea, snoring, whatever. And then when you're done telling me your story, then I go into explaining to you how this, in my world, how this works. And that is that you have 22 bones in your head, and if for any reason they're locked up, they're not going to be moving properly. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be breathing properly. You can have snoring, sleep apnea, mouth breathing, loss of taste, smell, things like that. So I explain that to you very clearly. In an anatomical fashion, I literally have a couple skulls in my office, and I explain that to patients.
Okay.
So you can see exactly what I'm talking about. And then I explain the procedure, which is it's very high tech. I'm joking. It's very simple technique where we insert a finger cot into the nose and inflate it. And think of it this way. Think of your nose as an A-frame, mm-hmm. and you have three floors, a bottom floor, a middle floor, and a top floor. And a lot of people know what the septum is because they've either had surgery or they're working on surgery or don't want surgery. And on each side of the septum, there's a bottom floor, a middle floor, and a top floor. And at the back of each floor is the sphenoid bone. That's the base of the skull. That's what we're after. So we take this little finger cut, put it in the bottom floor, inflate it, take it out, and that adjusts. The term is adjusts the sphenoid bone in the underside at the back of the throat. So the finger cut goes into the bottom floor, we give it an inflation, it trips the latch, so to speak, on the sphenoid bone, gets it moving on that side, then we go to the other side, so we do the bottom, bottom, middle, middle, top, top, and the bottom again. So we do it 8 times each visit, and that procedure adjusts the sphenoid bone, which is the base of the skull. We get that bone moving you have a totally different ball game. The first thing that people notice is that they start to breathe better, which is welcome relief. And then a lot of the other things start to proceed from there. And I have to say that the large percentage of the people start to breathe better first, shortly.
Really?
And I've been doing this for 40 years, so I always recommend to patients about 7 visits to try to get the ball rolling. And then from there, it's up to the patient whether they want to maintain, keep going. That's if they get the results they want.
Right.
I'm looking to make the adjustment. They're looking for the clinical relief, as am I. But I've got to get the job done first before the clinical relief comes.
Absolutely. So do I have to have a referral to come see you?
No. This is patients can find me and come on their own. I'm out of network. I want to make that clear. So I'm not in any insurance programs, but they can come on their own. They don't need a referral at all.
Okay. We only have about 30 seconds, but I've seen a video. Your son was on The Bachelorette
right.
on ABC, and
right.
there was a little segment that you did, and
right.
you did the procedure on him.
Right.
And it was really quick, and he didn't look like he was in much discomfort at all.
He wasn't, but full disclosure, Christopher is a veteran. He was born as a cone head, and we thought he was going to have cerebral palsy and all kinds of things, but he didn't because of this procedure. And here he is today. He played professional baseball, et cetera. So that was a unique situation.
Okay, we're going to send it back to Dan Bongino, and we'll be right back. Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Dr. Siegfried here again. Okay, so we kind of dove into a lot of it, but what are some of the things that the patients come in and they tell you? What do you hear them saying?
Well, the biggest thing is that patients come in to see me with some kind of chronic sinusitis and the sequelae or the symptoms related to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they come to the office, I have them fill out a whole list of things that are bothering them. And the thing is, the reason they come as a rule is that they're frustrated, they're desperate, they're at the end of their rope, they're tired of the drugs, the surgery hasn't worked, and they're literally just looking for something that can help them get breathing better.
Yeah, right. So what's probably the number one most common thing? Is it snoring, congestion?
I would say congestion. And then when you have that, you end up with snoring. You end up with mouth breathing. You end up with smells, taste, all kinds of things.
My Grammy, so she's been having a really hard time being congested. And she's like, I thought it was allergies for a long time. And she's gone to the doctors and she's gotten medications and different things. And she's like, I've been doing this for a year with the doctor of trying to figure out why I'm so congested. And she's like, there's no way that it's just allergies year round all the time. So maybe I send her your way.
The allergies are part of the symptom complex. There's no question about it.
If
you can't breathe, properly, you can't filter the air.
Yeah.
And if you can't filter the air, you know, you could fresh air doesn't even work. But allergies are part of the symptom complex.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can breathe better, that improves your immune system. By itself, just mechanically. There's nutritional stuff too, but from a purely mechanical standpoint, if you can't breathe better, you can't filter the air. If you can't filter the air, you get allergic to stuff.
And she's like, I'm tired, I'm exhausted because I'm not sleeping well at night.
Absolutely.
She said it literally trickles down into everything I do.
Yeah, energy and sleep is a big problem.
It is. Okay, so we've got 30 seconds left. Let's hear your website and your phone numbers.
My phone number is 503-472-6550. We're at the clinic Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. The website is www.nasalspecific.com.
Okay, perfect. And if you guys missed any of that information, because you were driving, weren't able to jot it down, email me, amanda@kslm.news, or shoot the station a call, and I will get you all of Dr. Siegfried's information. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome, Amanda. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Have a blessed day. Bye.
Thank you.